AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. When Hillary Clinton takes center stage at tonight's first Democratic presidential candidates debate of the 2016 campaign season, she may well be asked about this. Word that her private email server, during her time as Secretary of State, was vulnerable to hackers who could possibly have controlled it remotely. This is from a new AP review of data and documents, and it is the first clue as to how Clinton's homebrew computer was set up and protected. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Clinton's server, which handled her personal and State Department correspondence, appeared to allow users to connect openly over the Internet to control it remotely. That's according to detailed records compiled in 2012. Experts said the Microsoft Remote Desktop Service wasn't intended for such use without additional protective measures.
A Clinton spokesman says there is no evidence of a security breach in the new AP review. Clinton is in Las Vegas for this evening's Democratic presidential candidates debate, as is our Nicholas Riccardi.
Donald Trump actually made a joke that nobody's going to watch this debate because Donald Trump's not in it. But it will be the first time Hillary Clinton has been in a debate since 2008. She'll be facing off against Bernie Sanders, the Vermont independent senator and self-proclaimed Democratic socialist who has really challenged her from the left.
Three lesser-known Democrats will share the stage as well. The missile that blew apart Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine last year exploded less than a yard from the cockpit, killing all 298 people on board. The conclusion of Dutch investigators who say the tragedy wouldn't have happened if the airspace had been closed to passenger planes because of the fighting on the ground involving rebel separatists. Twitter is struggling to make money. Now it's announcing it'll lay off 336 employees. This is AP Radio News. Too big to fail. We're not talking banks. We're talking weather systems. Weather experts say El Nino could ease California's years-long drought, with one calling it too big to fail. Here's our Martin DeCaro.
El Nino could spawn a rainy winter, but that may also bring the risk of chaotic storms like those that battered the region in the late 1990s. In the clearest warning yet that Southern California could be due for a deluge, meteorologists said in a report that the already strong El Nino has a 95% chance of lasting through the winter. A strong El Nino arrives about once every 20 years. Ocean temperatures show this one to be the second strongest since such record-keeping began in 1950. I'm Martin DeCaro.
A Navy veteran is suing the government, claiming that a 16-pound pine cone fell on him in a park in San Francisco, crushing his skull and causing irreversible brain injury. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.